GOP Rep. Crenshaw, Hold China Accountable for Coronavirus Lies, Economic Damage. By Jeff Poor on December 21, 2020. Monday, Representative Dan Crenshaw, RTX, reminded viewers of China's role in the global COVID-19 pandemic that has resulted in nearly 1.7 million deaths worldwide. Crenshaw told FNC's Fox and Friends that China must be held to account for its dishonesty about the pandemic and the economic damage inflicted on the world as a result of that dishonesty. One of my favorite lies from the Chinese was that a bunch of U.S. Army soldiers were spreading the virus at a Wuhan wet market as if it's our guys that like to go eat that soup at Wuhan, he said. That one was comical. But on a more serious note, this absolutely happened. Let's also not forget that they stopped domestic travel within China to curb the spread of the virus, but they wouldn't stop international travel. I mean, they're all about lying to the world. And we had to make guesses as a result, and luckily, President Trump did. You know, January 31st, he did severely limit all travel from China. Joe Biden called that xenophobic and has said in the past China's not going to eat our lunch, man. They don't take this seriously. That's actually my biggest worry, Crenshaw continued. You know, those of us who are actually paying attention know very well what the Chinese intentions are. The foreign policy consensus from a couple of decades ago where China will rise as a partner with the United States is totally over. It's not true. The Belt and Road Initiative, the Made in China 2025, these are direct assaults from an economic perspective on American priorities, and we have to go into this with eyes wide open. So what can we do about it? Well, for instance, I have a bill that allows us to change the Foreign Sovereign Immunities Act and allow private actors here in the United States to sue China for damages from coronavirus. Frankly, I also support another one that does the same thing for cybersecurity attacks on U.S. domestic infrastructure. It allows us to sue actors like, say, Russia or China. These are the kind of tools that we have to put in our toolkit here and hold China accountable. Follow Jeff Poor on Twitter at Jeff_Poor.